You know, every Israeli trooper I interviewed said to me, come on, are you joking? We knew what we had to do. You can see, by the way, you go to the Zuchrot website, they have 30 to 50 interviews with Israeli soldiers from 48 who say to the camera, we knew exactly what was expected of us.
Are these some of the people that ended up turning around and suing after they had seen themselves on film, essentially, and decided, wait a minute.
Only one of them. Only one of them.
One individual?
One individual. Chaim Guri, because he's... And Fischke, because the, both of them are national heroes, so they had second thoughts. But most of them. But, you know, I interviewed them even before Zuchrot. The orders, you had three kinds of orders, if you want. There were, first of all, let's say about urban Palestine. It was clear that urban Palestine had to be cleansed. There the soldiers, the commanders were not said it's up to for your discretion. No. You had to kick these people out. It was preferred to have a quiet transfer. That is true. They liked the idea if the people of Haifa would leave voluntarily.
So Haifa specifically is confusing for me. I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
Okay.
Because what I've heard is that the mayor of Haifa, the Jewish mayor of Haifa at the time, specifically requested of the local Arab population to stay.
He did. He was not part of the leadership.
Right, and the Arab High Committee, in this particular instance, actually suggested people leave.
No, what happened was that the Arab, you have to remember, this is 21st, 22nd of April. This is after Deir Yassin, after already Tiberias is being cleansed, and Beisan. And so there is a sense among the leadership that an organized eviction is better, but it's eviction. They didn't want to leave. You describe it as if they wanted to go and on a picnic and leave the town. They decided they can save the people with an organized eviction. That is true.
Organized from the Zionist side, or
no, with the British, because the British are responsible for law and order, and the British are criminals. They should have said to the Zionist movement, "We are responsible for law and order. Not one Arab is going to leave here." But they didn't. They facilitated negotiations between the Jewish forces and the Arab leaders. And the Arab leaders said, okay, we'll have an organized eviction. So people were told to come to the harbor, the area of the harbor, on the 22nd of April. And then they were bombarded from above to make sure that they leave.
Right, it's the Haganah that's bombarding them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, correct me if I'm wrong, is it at the same time that the mayor is making pleas to the Arab community not to leave?
Yeah. I mean, this is what I'm saying. The systematic ethnic cleansing was not organized by the mayor of Haifa, who had very good connections with the Jews, with the Palestinians. Of course, he was a Zionist who didn't want to see the Palestinians leave. I believe he was genuine in this. But the commander of the Carmeli brigade, that was ethnically cleansing Haifa, had no wish for the Palestinians to leave. We have their orders. They had orders to kick people out of Haifa.
And the orders are all the Arabs, everyone, out of the city?
Yeah, of course, to empty the city. Now, there came this moment, which happens. You know, it happened in ex-Yugoslavia as well. The leaders of the community say, let's do it in an organized way, you know? Let's take them out, because... they cannot stay. Something terrible would happen to them. And while they are organizing this eviction, they are being bombarded from above.
So it's a concern for their safety, or it's a concern for being viewed retroactively as being complicit in the process? Like, what's the incentive from the side of the Arab leadership to save
the population?
Full stop.
Remember, Deir Yassin is in the background. Jews massacre Palestinians. There are rumors that they're raping women. It doesn't matter, by the way, whether they were substantiated or not. And the intelligence, as Benny Morris showed in his book, to his credit, the intelligence unit of the Haganah spread these rumors all the time of what would happen to you. So there's fear. Great, great fear. Great, great fear. And you remember, they thought that they will evict them to Akka, which is 15 minutes drive from Haifa, and that they could come back. They didn't think that they were evicting them forever. They thought there's fighting, it doesn't go well, the Jews are quite barbaric, Let's take them out. The idea was for, this is why people left things as they were. Nobody really packed. And the reason was they thought they could come back. And in fact, the United Nations, the United States, Britain, wanted the people of Haifa to come back from Acre. They told the Israelis, why are you not allowed? Okay, there's an, you know, in the first truce, June, 9th of June, there's a truce. Bernadotte is here. The United Nations mediator, he says to the Israelis, okay, the people of Haifa should come back.
Just to be clear, Bernadotte, he was a Swede who actually saved Jewish refugees in Europe during the Second World War.
He was the president of the International Red Cross in Sweden, who saved a lot of Jews in the Holocaust. And he was appointed as the United Nations mediator. And he arrives in Palestine on 20th of May, 48. And he says, okay, these people left. He didn't blame the Israelis for the expulsion of the people of Haifa or Jaffa. He said, you remember, when he arrives, all the cities are emptied already. So he says, let these people go back to Jaffa, let these people go back to Haifa, and let's stop this madness. For him, it was madness. Why these two communities should fight each other? And the Israeli position is very clear. Anybody who left is not going to come back. Is not going to come back.
That's their documented position.
That's a documented, and they were very proud of it. They didn't hide it. And it didn't matter whether you left voluntarily, so to speak, namely you left because you were afraid, or you left because someone put you on a lorry and kicked you out. So this is ethnic cleansing. You have to look not at the nitty-gritty. You have to look at the big picture. Now, of course, hundreds of thousands of soldiers were involved in it. And they act as they are now, hundreds of thousands of soldiers are busy policing Palestinians in the West Bank. Some soldiers are more moral. Some are more barbaric. The big picture is not the individual soldier who does something differently. The big picture is the ideology, the overall impression you get from the overall commands, and the behavior on the ground. Behavior on the ground. I'll give you an example. The commander who occupied Safad felt pity for 100 elderly people. And he allowed them to stay. They were 80 years and over. Ben-Gurion, in his diary, and I quote it in my book, The Ethnic Cleansing, writes an angry letter to the commander of Safad. Why did you leave these 100 people in Safad? We want Safad to be totally empty of any Arabs. That's an example. Haifa, you know, a few thousand Palestinians were left in Haifa.
Yeah, so this is partly why I'm so confused about Haifa specifically.
No, a few thousand out of 75,000 is ethnic cleansing. 5,000 out of 75,000. 70,000 were kicked out. Now, kicking out for me, again, is also not allowing you to come back. It's very important. If I am afraid in Tel Aviv, because I think Iraq is going to bomb Tel Aviv in 1991, and I go to Eilat, if you don't allow me to go back to my flat to Tel Aviv, you've kicked me out of my flat. It doesn't matter that I ran away because I didn't want to be killed.
Seems like a reason.
That's ethnic cleansing. Ethnic cleansing is the smoking gun. I agree, there's no ethnic cleansing in the world, including, by the way, no genocide. There is no smoking gun for the Nazi decision to exterminate the Jews. There's no smoking gun.
By smoking gun, you mean actual documented policy.
Actual document that says there are 12 million Jews in the world, we will kill 6 million of them. No. There's no smoking gun. But the smoking gun for the Israeli criminality is the decision not to allow them to return, because that nobody can argue about it.